This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT-Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT-Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT-Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, because we got lots more to share with you this hour. Plus, we invite you to participate. You can call us at 877-726-8255. That's our number for live questions this hour. But here's a little secret about that number. You may say, I'm busy this hour. I guess I'll have to wait till next week. Well, think again. You can call 877-726-8255 24/7 anytime you like. You know, Christmas Day, New Year's Day. Nobody will be here at the station, but you can record a question. We'll use that question later on a subsequent edition of Intelligent Medicine. Among the stories we're going to talk about, a prominent medical journal is blowing the whistle on other medical journals. Also, hair dyes and straighteners may increase breast cancer risk. That's a story you won't want to miss. The life expectancy in America, which has been going up and up and up and up, all of a sudden that trend is reversing. It's going backwards, and that's a concern. 877-726-8255. This study looks at the 1410 diet. Have you tried the 1410 diet, or better yet, the 16-8 diet? I'm referring to something called TRF, time-restricted feeding, which is an excellent way to regulate your weight and metabolism. Researchers from the Salk Institute and UC San Diego School of Medicine have found that a 10-hour time-restricted eating intervention resulted in weight loss, reduced abdominal fat, lowered blood pressure and cholesterol, and more stable blood sugar and insulin levels for participants. And that's a little bit, you know, our first caller, Mike from Philly, called up and said he does that. And that's actually something that I do whenever possible. I mean, yeah, some mornings it's not possible because I like to eat breakfast before I go to the office. If I got to go to the office early, I got to eat a little something. So that means a little less time of restriction. But when I don't have to go to the office early, I revert to form, which is usually getting up fairly early, 6 or 7 o'clock, exercising usually from 7 to 8 or 8 to 9. And then I get back and I'll eat at 10 or 11. Sometimes weekends I'll eat at 12. And then I will deliberately stop eating about 7 o'clock, you know, dinner time. Have dinner and then try not to eat anything more. Now, a lot of you are going to say, well, that's going to be really hard for me. I can't do that because I get hungry in the morning and I got to eat something. Well, here's an antidote to getting hungry in the morning. Get up and exercise. Most assuredly, even if you're a little hungry, some mornings I go, yeah, I'm a little hungry, but I go exercise. And then I forget about it. I forget about the hunger as I power through a workout. And then, of course, when the workout's over, you know, as soon as my heart rate returns to normal and, you know, I stop breathing heavily, my stomach wakes up and I'm hungry again. And then, you know, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, I'll eat. And I try to restrict my eating to, at best, at worst, a 10-hour window, and at best, maybe an 8-hour window, which means 16 hours of non-eating with 8 hours of eating. And I usually find that it doesn't involve skipping meals because I still want those three meals. I may have a late breakfast, and then, you know, a couple hours later, I'll have a lunch a little later than usual. And then I'll still be hungry for dinner. But the researchers report this, quote, "We have found that combining time-restricted eating with medications can give metabolic syndrome patients the ability to better manage their disease." And so another ingredient in this is go to bed early. Because if you stay up really late, you know, you're watching the late night shows, you're watching Colbert or Jimmy Fallon or late night movie or something on Netflix, you're going to get hungry. And, you know, since you're probably going to be at home, you're going to want to wander off to the refrigerator and get a snack. But if you say, hey, you know, lights out, 10 o'clock, let me go to bed, I'll read a little bit, go to sleep, then you kind of forget about eating late. So it actually kind of enforces early to bed, early to rise, but it increases your sleep time if you go to bed early. And that's another way to curb your appetite. Because if you, stay up late and then you got to go to work early, you're going to be even hungrier. There's something about sleep deprivation that just makes you want to eat like a house on fire. So they say here that the research report that this window allows your body to rest and restore for 14 hours at night. Your body can also anticipate when you will eat so it can prepare to optimize metabolism. This is called circadian rhythm. The researcher who pioneered this is named, he's got a cool name, Dr. Satchidananda Panda. Satchidananda Panda. He did pioneering work in animals which showed that time-restricted eating led to dramatic health benefits, including healthier metabolism. So, small study, 19 participants, 13 men and women, diagnosed with metabolic syndrome. They found that overall participants experienced improved sleep, as well as a 3-4% reduction in body weight, body mass index, abdominal fat, and waist circumference. Major risk factors for heart disease were diminished, as participants showed reduced blood pressure and total cholesterol. Blood sugar levels and insulin levels also showed a trend towards improvement. Dr. Panda says, quote, "Adapting this 10-hour time-restricted eating is an easy and cost-effective method for reducing symptoms of metabolic syndrome and improving health." And, this could result in enormous savings in healthcare costs. The estimate is that by delaying the onset of diabetes by even 1 year in a million people with prediabetes, the intervention could save roughly $9.6 billion in healthcare costs. So a simple intervention. It's a behavioral intervention. But hey, yeah, really, folks, try the 14-10 program, or better yet, shoot for the 16-8 program. You'll achieve major benefits in your metabolism by, you know, simple manipulation of your schedule. 877-726-8255 is our number. And this story, permanent hair dye and straighteners may increase breast cancer risk. Folks with curly hair use chemical hair straighteners, and a lot of women use permanent hair dye because the natural temporary dyes, they're safer, but they're pain because you see the gray roots a lot quicker. You know, within 2, 3, 4 weeks, you're going to see those roots coming out. But by using permanent hair dye and chemical hair straighteners, you run a higher risk of developing breast cancer. They say that women who regularly use permanent hair dye were 9% more likely than women who didn't use hair dye to develop breast cancer. Similar results were seen for hair straighteners. You know, basically, it's about chemical exposure, which we want to minimize. Hey, I like gray hair. Gray hair is good. 877-726-8255 is our number. Call us this hour. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman is here for you. 877-726-8255 is our number. And, you know, that number is available 24/7. You can call in and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. I had a question about omega-6 to omega-3 and how to achieve a healthy omega-6 to omega-3 ratio without fish supplementation, if that would be possible. I take both a flaxseed oil and fish oil. I just don't appreciate the aftertaste I get from the fish oil, or the eruptions taste like fish too. So, but I was wondering, are there any alternatives, or if I can just take like flaxseed oil completely? Thank you very much, and I really appreciate your show.
Okay, great question. Well, you know, what are we talking about here? We're talking about the omega-6-3 ratio, or as it's sometimes juxtaposed, the omega-3-6 ratio. And the problem is that we get too many omega-6s in the society from things like corn oil, and soy oil. You know, most salad dressing is going to be soy oil, and most fried foods, fast foods are going to be made with omega-6 oils. These are oils which have a net pro-inflammatory effect, especially when they're not balanced with omega-3 oils, which, as you correctly state, you get from fish oil, but you can also get them from flax oil. So the key to optimizing your 6-3 ratio is to minimize your intake of these processed oils, refined oils like soy oil and corn oil and even safflower oil. These are oils that increase your omega-6s. And you got to also look at ingredients, because a lot of processed foods contain these. So, you know, one of the things I suggest to patients is that they cook from scratch. You know, make your own salad dressing with fresh olive oil. Don't get bottled dressings. Don't get, you know, lean cuisine, things that are processed and may have hidden ingredients. You know, steam your vegetables or saute them in olive oil. That way you know what at least is going into your food. Even when it comes to your selection of meat, The composition of omega-6 in conventional beef and poultry is higher than in grass-fed or pasture-fed animals. Same thing with eggs, because when you feed cows corn feed, you are what you eat eats, because they're eating omega-6 and you're eating them. And if they eat grass, which is richer in omega-3, you're going to get a higher amount of omega-3 in your system than you would if the animals were conventional. So when it comes to how do you optimize your omega-3s, I prefer fish oil supplements. And despite the eructations, the fishy eructations, the burps that you have, it is still the most desirable form of omega-3, because some people have retained the ability to, and it's genetic, they've retained the ability to convert the omega-3 precursors, the precursors to EPA and DHA that you find in flax oil. Flax oil is rich in omega-3, but it's in the form of alpha-linolenic acid. And alpha-linolenic acid is, in most people, poorly converted to EPA and DHA. So, you know, a lot of vegans say, well, I don't want fish oil because it comes from an animal. I'm going to have flax oil for my omega-3. Okay, but if you're an inefficient converter, you're not going to get that essential conversion to EPA and DHA. So, yeah, you can use flax oil. Flax oil has a little bit of omega-6, too, which is a drawback. There you have it. I mean, it's a test that we do. When you go to a nutritionally oriented physician, you can get that test, and that is a good way to go. All right. Life expectancy and mortality rates in the United States, 1959 to 2017. You know, year by year, we expect we're going to live longer and longer and longer. But between 1959 and 2016, U.S. life expectancy increased from 69.9 years, dramatically increased, to 78.9 years. But after 2014, it declined for three consecutive years. So what's up with that? By 2014, midlife mortality was increasing, not just in racial minorities, but across all racial groups, caused by drug overdoses, alcohol abuse, suicides, and a diverse list of organ system diseases. And I would wager, they don't specify, but a lot of those are related to obesity, poor diet, and we're losing the battle against aging in this country. We're falling behind many other countries in the world. This is a big problem. We need to turn this trend around and begin increasing life expectancy in America once again, as we did so successfully from 1959 to 2014. Dramatic increase, followed by a plateau, and then a decline. We can't really afford to sap the productivity and increase healthcare costs as a result of that. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is a number for questions.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As I continue to look for more ways to fulfill my pledge to provide the information you need to make informed choices about your health and wellness, I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. You'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, heart health, immunity support, and much more. We provide only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. It's the easiest way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need in order to follow the Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll also receive 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details on each of the protocols and to take advantage of these special offers, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients. Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And Nancy from Atlantic City is going to roll the dice with a question. So what's your question, Nancy?
I'm taking a shot. I have
two
areas I'd like you to comment on. Yeah. One is the risk of NSAIDs to the kidneys.
Yeah.
And the other is the anticholinergic effect of CBD oil.
Okay, well, let's start with NSAID's effect on the kidneys. And I actually saw a case, really astonished me a few years back. I saw a patient who came in and she was on dialysis. And I asked her, did you have diabetes or hypertension? She said, no, you won't believe how I lost my kidney function and had to go on dialysis. Was taking, a few Advil every day according to instructions. You know, I wasn't exceeding the, recommended amount. And I went to the doctor. The doctor said, your kidneys are failing. And, you know, it just progressed and she ended up requiring dialysis. So this can happen. It doesn't happen usually when you take it occasionally, say you have a sprain or an injury or maybe post-surgery, you take some NSAIDs. But if you take them day in and day out, the way it's advertised on TV, it's like, you got aches and pains, take this, you'll be, playing baseball again. No, not great. Ultimately can be a burden on the kidney. So in addition to that, NSAIDs, it's strange. They cause gastrointestinal bleeding, but paradoxically, they may actually thicken the blood and can result in higher risk of cardiovascular problems, heart attacks and so on. So, there's some downsides to chronic use of NSAIDs besides the well-known one, which is gastrointestinal bleeding.
Well, do you think it's reversible if people stop drugging?
Oh, yeah. Stuff. Yeah. It's reverse. I mean, does this apply to you? Have you been told you've been taking too many of these?
Well, no, but I know about it. My husband was a kidney patient, and the nephrologist gave the same kind of account as you did. He has patients who took those over-the-counter non-steroidals for years, maybe 5 years, and ended up on dialysis. They had no idea.
People chew them like candy.
It's over-the-counter.
Like, it's like how many people day in and day out past the age of 30 or so suffer from chronic aches and pains. And, so then they go and they buy Tylenol, which can have, its own harms, to the liver especially. Or alternatively, Tylenol doesn't cause bleeding ulcers, but it can be very harmful to the liver. Or alternatively, they'll take Advil. And Advil, has a whole host of problems associated with it. So, yeah, that could be a problem.
And what about the brain and CBD oil with respect to acetylcholine?
Well, what about it? I think you are mentioning a theoretical problem that may occur with CBD. Is it a acetylcholinesterase inhibitor? Is it cholinergic? There's a couple of effects of CBD on the brain. CBD has a generally anti-inflammatory effect. So if indeed it has a cholinergic effect, and I haven't read that the cholinergic effect of CBD is major as compared to certain medications, you know, like, these PM sleep medications, Tylenol PM and so on, they have cholinergic effects. And in most people, that just causes dry mouth or maybe some urinary hesitancy. But in elderly people who may be poised on the brink of cognitive decline, they don't have that much cognitive reserve like young people, and it can make their brains function less well. So cholinergic medications, yes, a problem. Now, is CBD cholinergic?
Cholinergic, I think.
Yeah, cholinergic is more the problem. So CBD may have some minor effects in that regard, but most of the studies on CBD suggest that it has brain protective effects long term.
Well, that's good, because it makes me feel really good. I just started taking it, and it really alleviated a lot of my pain. I have lupus, and it really helped. But then I thought, well, am I putting my brain at risk? Because I really worry about that. I don't want to lose my brain.
Yeah, I think that the net effect is going to be good. You know, lupus is an inflammatory disorder. CBD is very anti-inflammatory, and it's analgesic. So it may be ideal for you. And so just curious, how much CBD do you have to take to achieve the pain reduction?
Oh, gosh.
Were you taking a tincture? You taking capsules? What are you taking?
Drops. Drops that I take sublingually.
Okay.
And I didn't even pay attention. It's half a drop.
It just works.
I don't know.
It works for you. Yeah, it works for you.
It seems to help a lot.
What I would recommend is you could... you know, one of our sponsors is CV Sciences, and they make a very good and safe, very carefully tested and standardized CBD product. You can try their gold caps. You find them at pluscbdoil.com, and you can order direct. The Plus CBD gold caps are 15 milligrams each, and, one or two is generally helpful for anxiety and pain, or they have tinctures, and a dropper or two of those can be very helpful. So I'm glad you're achieving benefits from CBD. I would not worry so much about the theoretical benefits on the, cholinergic signaling system in the brain that may have come up in some research on it. That I don't think there's net harm in taking that long term. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you. Well, you made my day.
Yeah, great. Keep on trucking. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and if you're suffering from frequent fatigue, here's a tip. And this is, I give this to my patients with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, or just to alleviate the fatigue of aging. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics, it repairs the mitochondria, and clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. The research is out there, and it's quite good. It even reverses certain symptoms of aging. NT Factor is available in ProPacks. That's your one-stop shop for all your vitamin mineral needs. But a while ago, I told the folks at Nutritional Therapeutics, I said, well, some people want to keep their multi or their omega-3. They just want to harness the power of NT Factor alone. So now there's healthy aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with the unique energy support of pure NT Factor and a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT Factor for years myself. Don't go a day without it. Now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipped to Vitamin Shop, you can still find ProPacks and healthy aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer or order direct. Get this. To take advantage of their annual holiday sale. Yes, use coupon code CYBER19 and get 20% off store-wide, excluding auto shipments, from now through New Year's Day. Just call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And please use coupon code CYBER19 for a 20% store-wide discount. All right. This item a major medical journal, the BMJ, that's short for British Medical Journal, but they abbreviated it. So they just call it the BMJ, is taking aim at other medical journals. Why? They're launching a global campaign to separate medicine from big pharma, linking industry influence to the pelvic mesh scandal that injured hundreds of women. That's just one among many scandals in medicine in which evidence of harm was often buried for years by the pharmaceutical industry in cahoots with medical journals. They say the endemic financial entanglement with industry is distorting the production and use of healthcare evidence, causing harm to individuals and waste for health systems. So the problem is that a lot of these drug trials and trials on surgical devices are sponsored by the pharmaceutical industry or the device makers themselves. So they have the ability to skew and torture the data to show benefits, but also to minimize harms. And they want more honest research to appear in medical journals that will help people more critically evaluate new therapies and avoid tragedies like that of the pelvic mesh that was sold to thousands of women when Johnson & Johnson, the maker of the mesh, knew the mesh could cause serious harm, but never properly warned women of the risks. So the BMJ wants policies in place to stop doctors receiving professional development points for attending industry-sponsored education events. In other words, you know, it's one thing, doctors should get continuing medical education because medicine is constantly changing. I go to conferences all the time. I sign up for CMEs, their credit, which is helpful for maintaining my licensure to practice medicine, required in some states and required by certain board certifications. You need CMEs. But the problem is you obtain CMEs from seminars that are sponsored often by the pharmaceutical industry, promoting drugs or therapies in a non-objective way, in a way that makes them seem more beneficial and safer than they really are. So BMJ taking a stand against corruption in medical research and publication. 877-726-8255. That's our number. Call us. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Okay, well, this is an unashamed product plug for Levi's. And Levi's is doing something interesting. They're co-marketing with Dark Waters. You'll find out what this is about in just a second. Dark Waters is a movie starring Mark Ruffalo and Anne Hathaway. And it's about, you ought to go see it because it's in limited engagements right now, but it's going to be released later this month. It's about perfluorinated compounds, PFCs, and polyfluoroalkyl substances, PFASs, which are chemicals that pose serious risk to people, drinking water, and the planet. And it's one of those legal thrillers. Mark Ruffalo is a corporate lawyer, and he works for companies that defend Exxon and big pharmaceutical companies and chemical manufacturers. And he kind of goes rogue to work on behalf of a plaintiff who is a whistleblower about chemicals that are being released into the environment and poisoning a whole part of the country. The culprit is DuPont, who makes PFCs and PFASs, and it's based on a real case. And so Levi Strauss, seeing a marketing opportunity, but this is a good thing, has fully banned these chemicals from their products. They also are undertaking a public awareness campaign about PFCs and PFASs. They comprise a broad class of 5,000-plus chemicals used by many industries in nearly every corner of the world for making industrial and commercial products waterproof, heat-resistant, and more durable. But alarmingly, they stick around. They're forever compounds that don't break down in the environment. They linger in the soil and water and can travel long distances. They are ubiquitous and pervasive. They're present, of course, in nonstick cookware, Teflon, yeah, waterproof clothing, flame retardants, which paradoxically are mandated by the state of California. They, you know, insist on higher levels of flame retardants, ostensibly to protect children and families from fires. But then the kiddies put their faces in the toys and the fabrics and the pillows and the sheets that are doused with these flame retardants, and they are gender benders. They're hormone disruptors. And so Levi Strauss has banned the use of PFCs in our products, they say, and they've extended that ban to include all related PFASs, even though there are no comparable waterproof and stain-resistant alternatives. So, you know, they're saying, hey, you know, wash your clothes. You know, forget the stain resistance. That stuff is harmful for you. And we applaud Levi Strauss, Levi's, for taking this public spirited stand. And go see the movie Dark Waters. I haven't seen it yet, but you know, hopefully it's going to dramatize the problem and increase public awareness about these harmful compounds, maybe force government and regulatory agencies and companies to do more about it. A simple way to deal with reflux symptoms, sometimes referred to as GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD. This research done in Mass General Hospital. Simple technique that you can use to reduce your symptoms of GERD. This article in Clinical Gastroenterology and Hepatology. And what they concluded is that the removal of three ubiquitous beverages from the diet could dramatically reduce GERD in sufferers of that condition. Reducing coffee. Now, you may say, well, I drink decaf, so no problem. I have no caffeine. Well, no. Decaf has the acidic compounds that irritate the esophagus. So it's not the caffeine. It's the whatever, you know, phenolic compounds that are in coffee that can be irritants. 96% reduction with elimination of coffee. Tea is not exonerated. 96% reduction by replacing tea with two servings of water daily. Soda, 92% reduction in symptoms of GERD by simply rediscovering that there is a liquid which is abundant and relatively inexpensive, even free in some cases, comes out of the tap. It's called water. Drinking water twice a day instead of two servings of coffee, tea, or soda was associated with a dramatic reduction in GERD symptoms. So, before you end up taking proton pump inhibitors, powerful drugs, acid blockers, consider that simple intervention. This study, American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, dietary intakes of flavanols. What are flavanols? Flavanols are present in tea and cocoa, okay? Dietary intakes of flavanols and cardiometabolic health. They did a review that shows that there is a dramatic cardiometabolic risk reduction in patients who consume more cocoa and more tea. That's not going to help you if you have GERD. But it may help you if you have cardiometabolic risk. Big study, and it's quite fascinating because, tend to think of chocolate as, chocolate is kind of high-calorie thing, and it's, not too good for you because it makes you fat. Well, high-test cocoa, 85, 90-proof cocoa, has cardioprotective effects, as does black tea, green tea, and so on. All right, well, we had a chance to talk to a lot of you out there and reviewed a lot of stories. You can become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine by going to our website at drhoffman.com, and you can subscribe to our newsletter. Check it out. Go to social media. Find us on Twitter and Facebook, and make sure that you download our podcasts because we've got lots of free resources there. Take advantage of them at drhoffman.com. Thanks for joining us. Have yourselves a great weekend. Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's Future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.